Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
You know my name. I'm going to turn it over to the crew, and I will be right back. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sis. Wow. That was a beautiful song. And I'm telling you, it's nothing like having a good song to start your day with. Wow, guys. How was your day this week? This is DJ Snodge, and I am hailing in from Tacoma, Washington. Hoping that you guys had an amazing week. This was a very busy and productive week for me. And I'm sure that across the board, it's been very productive for all of us. Let me see. Let me know if you guys can hear me. I just got a message saying that. Okay, good deal. All right. So this week, you know, we are always coming in with the where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, what your name is. So I'll start it off. Jason Hodge here, a.k.a. The Jason Hodge, and I am hailing from Tacoma, Washington. And my favorite scripture is be anxious for nothing. This is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And I'm going to tell you that that really has done so well for me. Every time that I think back on the times where I want to just kind of jump at something real quick, and then I remember that, be anxious for nothing. The way that that shifts everything that's happening around me, it's absolutely phenomenal. It reminds me that, you know, anytime that we feel like we've got to jump at something, you know, that we don't have enough time to make a sound decision, a sound move, then that's not necessarily God in action there. It may be the enemy operating through the urgency of circumstances that causes you to miss God in that scenario and get into your own thinking. And the things that happen when we get into our thinking and make moves based on that, I mean, we can go from absolute catastrophe to something that's a little moderately challenging. But I've seen enough times where folks have gone through something and it's a little bit more catastrophic because they either A, did not know to wait on God, or did not factor in how to do that. Sometimes we know how to do it for other things, other people, and we don't know necessarily how to do it for ourselves. So I think that this is when we have to always take a moment to, you know, check our surroundings. Anyway, all right. So I see we've got sis in the house, Carmen Wealth. Let me know if you're available, sis, or if you have...
I need like 2 minutes.
Okay, good stuff. All right, good stuff. Okay, and so we got Sister Gwen in the house. Sister Gwen, mic is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just want to say God is good all the time, all the time. He is wonderful and good, and I'm so grateful that he knows my name. I'm grateful I know my name. Amen, anybody. My scripture is my go-to because, you know, you have mine as well because, see, I claim all of them. But the Lord is my shepherd. I have no lack. Psalms 23, coming in from Los Angeles, California. And I am grateful that he calls us and knows us by our names, that we're not nameless to God. And I just thank God for how he's brought me through another week. Jason, I have no idea what is happening, but it's like these days are going by like minutes, you know. And I'm just asking God to help me redeem the time so I can do what I need to do. I've got to connect with you. Just loving the fact that we have a community. I'm so grateful God has given you another year. And, you know, certainly, you know, I said you are a absolute gift to me and to anyone that has the privilege of intersecting you in life. And I thank God for our sisters here, praying for Dr. Roz and Uncle Vinny. But, you know, I'm just celebrating the joy of the Lord. And I have a personal testimony. My pastor's been having us in small groups, dunamis groups, she calls them, power groups of the Lord, with the book Let Them, with and Mel Robbins, and we are learning how to just, like you said, not act anxiously in things, but also, because the Lord said he makes things beautiful in his time, but also being able to not so much react, but to respond more appropriately, and sometimes not to respond, you know, to all of those things that come with just walking in the fruit of the Spirit. And like, be slow to speak, quick to hear. My testimony is that I was able to diffuse a few things this week with situations simply because I was still. So I'm just kind of tagging on what you're saying about moving outside of God's time. And sometimes not saying nothing says a lot. So I'm celebrating, and I've been fighting for my peace. And when I say fighting for my peace is I am in an offensive modality to have no one disturb my peace. Maintaining it, God says his peace he gives to us. So I'm just grateful for it. And it's just nice to kind of vibe like that, you know, because I'm like a responder. I'm like the first responder. But God has shown me how to do that even more effectively, but with his Spirit. So I just wanted to just bless the saints this morning. Bless you all for just being here. And God is so, he's good. And I just see him stretching us, moving us. And I just want to say to everyone, please vote. Encourage, ask your friends, did you get your ballots? When are you going to vote? How are you going to vote? It is essential and crucial at this time. Love you. I hope I gave Carmen enough time. God bless you.
I think I can go now. Yes, I was running downstairs. I was a little horizontal. I thought I had more time. Good morning. Good morning, family. Oh, my goodness, Jason. Good morning, my brother. Good morning, Mother Quinn. I just, you know what? I was just, as I was trying to run and get up and move around, I was listening to you, Quinn, and how blessed it is to just be in the midst of such amazing people, each and every one of you. I think of you often. In my busyness, and I'm not just busy, I am actually productive, but I can't always get to you. I can't always, you know, connect with you, and I do miss that. But I do thank God for a season that, you know, he has with me in, and which requires me to be in the marketplace. And, you know, I just wanted to share what's, you know, on my mind. And, you know, when I think about how he has positioned me, I think about the word trust. And the scripture that comes to mind is 1 Timothy 1:12. It says, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. And that just kind of just I read that scripture and I just keep thinking, wow, he considered me trustworthy. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about us. And that really hit me, because when you think about it, everything we have, our opportunities, our influence, our resources, even the people connected to us, like each and every one of us, it's because God trusts us. He trusts us to carry it well. He trusts us to steward it well. He trusts us to not just keep it, but to multiply it. And, you know, Mother Gwen, last week you blessed my soul when you spoke into me, and I didn't get a chance to call you back. And I just want to publicly say what a blessing you are. God has equipped you so well to be that inspiration to so many. And I'm so blessed to just be able to know you. And I love what you said. Sometimes we just need to be still. And I'm blessed today to be able to be still, because I need to be refueled. I had a wonderful, blessed week. I got another for a wonderful, blessed week ahead of me. And today I need to just kind of be still and allow God to replenish me for what he has next. And I just thank him again for trusting me to do his work. And so I don't have much else to say about that. I just want to say I love y'all. I love you, Jason. I'm so proud of you. I talk about you often, even though you wouldn't know it. But to that being said, I'm going to land this plane. I am Carmen M. Pereira, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur and God's Economic Ambassador. And I'll be here to the duration. I don't have to run out. So if I need to chime back in, I definitely will. God bless.
I want to thank you, but before you take your rest, it's essential for you to really covet your stillness and peace because of the download that's coming for this week. There's been some things that are in play, mm-hmm. because of some things that are about to transpire. You got a hint of them last week, but they're going to be imparted this week. Mm. Okay, so what you got the hint of last week, you're going to have to deal with this week. Mm. So just be mindful of what Stacy was talking about. Okay. Mindful of busyness, where you're not going to be rested enough to respond with productivity and a platform. If that makes any sense.
It does. I was introduced to someone this week, and now they're positioning me to be with someone yeah. else next this coming week, which is could take everything to a whole nother level. So you're absolutely right. So I'm going to
we are in a growth pattern, Saints. If you know it, he's pruning, he's moving, he's stretching, he's increasing, and he's deleting. We need to know all of those categories of things, people, assignments. But so it's important for us to get in a quiet place to hear so that you can respond. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of people respond and want to hear, but hear first. And Jason, you know, I just see you got one head, but I see 5,000 hats, because that mind is not erratic, but the expansion of what God is doing with you and for you. And I thank God you are motivated to bless the body, because the world is pulling on you, brother, because of the Bible says he gives us power to gain wealth. The innovative ideas is the word power in that Hebrew. And brother, I'm just saying to you, I see you on horses like stallions, just racing, but not erratically, just very, very directional. And I've just been praying for you. Like I said, I got to get to you. I know, because sometimes. I just want y'all to know these three people and Dr. Roz, the promotion is so great in their lives right now. Please pray and intercede, not only for them, but for us, because we are in their oil. And, you know, when people are positive and do things, if you latch on to them and are not a leak, I'm saying it like I'm saying it, you will also be positively blessed with them, not in coming at them in a negative, coveting, jealous way, but just dropping, you know, like some of the disciples had the power so much that people got healed in their shadows. I'm just saying God is not a respecter of person, but I want us to really know and covet the time we are in. I'm not talking about bad news. I'm talking about the good news of God, that he will give you exceedingly abundantly more than you could ask for or pray. That's the season we're in because of the demonic activity. We thrive in famine. Read your Bible. Ooh, y'all got me preaching. But I just want to bless the saints this morning. And Carmen, I don't know if God will give you just the opportunity to give me a little call. I do have to call you, but I have not called you because I've been sensitive because of the pull.
Yes, I can later. I will later.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a time. Jason, you know, I'm a fan. My brother, I'm a fan. And I'm so grateful to say, I knows him. I knows her. God bless y'all.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm Jason May. He's doing some work across the land or even the world. So I'm sure he'll chime in when he can. I see my sister Charlene has come to the stage. My sister, you want to unmute your mic?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. My name is Charlene Harper. I am calling in from Boston, Massachusetts. And just happy to be seen. Just happy to be in the land of the living. I'm reading Romans 12 and 2 this morning in the New International Version. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then will you be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. Amen. I think my share this morning is that it's imperative for you to understand when to retreat and reset. I don't think that I was ever trained to retreat. I don't think that I was ever trained as a strategic move and not as the appearance of weakness. I don't think that I was ever trained to, quote, take the time to understand when a reset is necessary. And I am learning as I move forward. I am learning how to do these things and learning when the retreat and the reset and the transforming of my renewed mind, you know, what does that mean? That's a reset. And it's important for us to not see a reset as anything other than something that is part of your journey. I feel like that's an important statement for me to make because you're going to go through several iterations of yourself throughout your lifetime. You're going to go through several iterations of your projects. You're going to go through several iterations of your relationships. And, you know, I feel like we have purchased being the same or wanting to complete projects and complete things the same exact ways. And challenges will come to force you to reset, but also, you know, being able to have the inherent advantage within your own paradigm is really required to be able to stay on top of and to be able to move ahead of and to be able to allow God to enlarge your territory. So my share this morning is do not fight the reset. Do not fight the renewing of your mind, the transition of how God wants for you to move differently. I can't deny that I'm disappointed because I had my plan. I can't deny that, you know, that there are times where you feel like you're starting over from scratch. But I just want to encourage you that there is no starting over from scratch. You have all of the information that you have acquired, but shifts are necessary in this journey, and learning how to rebound emotionally from your shift will be able to propel you forward. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Oh my goodness, sis, that was beautiful. Thank you for that. That really resonated with me. When I think about reset, I think it's just not about, say, starting over. It's about, as you said, realigning. It's taking a step back and asking, am I truly being a good steward of what God has trusted with me? And it brings me back to being intentional and not just in what we're doing, but how we're doing it. That was really beautiful. So thank you for that share.
Amen.
Oh, Dr. Stacy's back.
Look, I'm back temporarily. I'm muted on the other one. It's one of those ones. But thank you, Carmen, for stepping in. I know DJ Jason Hodge. Did he tell everybody, Carmen, and remind everybody that he just had a birthday? Because I know
what?
How he is about
not
telling everybody that he celebrated his birthday this week. And happy birthday to all of those celebrating in the month of June. So he's probably a little tired. He's been doing a lot. We have some exciting work that he has put together, but I wanted to make sure I inserted comments so that we can celebrate our brother and his birthday. So, you know, I know I'm not the best at getting in the chat here on Clubhouse because it's enough for me to just stay connected right now with moving around.
Yes.
But let's definitely shout out his birthday, which was on the 14th of May, and my daddy's birthday was Monday, the 11th. So I'm surrounded by the Taurus people, and we know that our Clubhouse entourage, she is rounding out the month at the end of May. So it's a lot going on in this month of May. Wow. And graduations. I just want to share a few things, Carmen, and then we will continue to have the shares here. And we thank God for just another day, another week that he has brought us through. As we share our testimonies and our scriptures today, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And that for me is just a reminder, right? A reminder of the fact that when you get to the point in your faith journey, and all of us have a journey, we don't start at the top. You start at developing through every trial, through every situation, through everything that you're going through. And Sister Charlene and I had a conversation last week around just preparation for what comes next. And I was laughing because I had already, that was just a confirming word of the understanding and the revelation that you don't get through one trial and then it's done. Like you only get one trial in your lifetime. If somebody was thinking that, let me be the first to tell you, that's not how it works. You go from strength to strength, glory to glory, which means the fight, the good fight of faith is a continuous situation while we're here on earth. So what you learn on your faith journey is how to undergird yourself in the Word of God. You learn how to really turn it and leave it at the throne of grace. When you pray over something, you don't go back and pick it up, but you trust that God has already worked it out on your behalf, no matter what it looks like, no matter the challenges, that you are able to just say, okay, I see what's happening. It doesn't make you tone deaf or blind to the facts of any situation. But what you know is faith overrides facts. What you know is there's nothing impossible with God. What you know is I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Not some things, all things. And it is a development to get to the point where you can speak the word of God with the absolute assurance in knowing that his word can't return unto him void. When you first start out, it's like, I can do all things through Christ. But, you know, you're shaking a little bit. You're like, oh, Lord, help my unbelief. I trust you. But, oh, this look a little crazy. And then you get to, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Oh, didn't expect that. But Jesus, I know you got it. And then you continue to move in that power in knowing I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And you can look the devil in his eye. You can look at any situation and without a shadow of doubt, know that God is going to come through. What you don't know is how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it, who he's going to choose to use to do it, but you know that it will be done in Jesus' name. So that is the journey of a faithpreneur's growth, because you have an extra layer of responsibility. As a faithpreneur, you're a faith-based entrepreneur, which means that you are answering some problem in the marketplace. It could be through a book, through a product, through real estate, through nonprofit, through whatever industry. God has placed something on the inside of you, a burden in your soul that you are creating an answer to. And when you create that answer, when you create that opportunity to serve those in the marketplace, you will be rewarded, compensated, unapologetically profitable for that work. Will the profit come in day one? For some people it may, for others it may be over a period of time. But do not despise small beginnings. Do not get weary. Stay the course and know that no matter how long it takes, no matter what it looks like, you cannot fail as a child of God. God will bring you through. You will have that testimony and be encouraged along the way that when we fellowship like this for our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, it's to remind us that we're not alone. It's to remind us that now we're not here to do life alone. God put us in fellowship. He put us in houses of worship so that we can come and learn more of him. When we get into the daily bread, that is the word of God to feed our spirit. Just like you need nutrients and water and food for the physical body, you need the word of God to feed your spirit, to remind you that his word can never return unto you void. And that is what gives you strength to get to the next day, the next hour, the next minute, the next second, that you turn it over to him and just watch how he works it out, that we speak against anything that would exalt itself against the word of God. We cast it down, that it cannot stand before the word. That's what makes us different. That's what allows us with our own free will to believe that God is real, that his word is true, and that it will never return unto him void. So I thank God for each of you that come in here to fellowship every single Saturday. I bless God for Carmen Wealthpreneur, V. Jason Hodge. Oh, I see Mother Gwen here. We got to get Mother Gwen modded up. And we have our Clubhouse Auntie Roz, Dr. Smile, who is not here today, but definitely is always supporting and helping. And then you see how members of our community go out and launch, right? They launch in the deep. They have their programs or their products or their areas, and we are able to learn about it, support it. And that's how exponentially we grow this work and what we're building with this media empire that God has given me. That's right. I said empire. So starting out with Nicole, didn't know that was setting me up to launch Faithpreneur Weekend, didn't know a magazine was going to come out of it, didn't know that we would be building on a radio, a syndicated radio show, didn't know that we would be building out the Faithpreneur TV network. Everything has its time, purpose under the sun. That's what Ecclesiastes tells us. And as children of God, we get strengthened every time God comes through, every time another miracle manifestation happens. And this is the miracle manifestation month of May. So hold on to God's promises. Don't look at how long it's taken, when it happened, how it happened for this one, that one. Just stay focused on building your relationship with God so that he can speak to you, give you your directives on the assignment for your life. He knows the plans he has for you. He didn't just make those plans up in 2026. but you are building a relationship with him so he can reveal those plans and you can execute it. So I pray that blesses your spirit. I am toggling between three commitments this morning, and then I'm being honored tonight by Rough Riders to the Rescue Foundation. I was like, wait, what? When they reached out to me there, honoring me as Woman of the Year. And I'm like, well, there's nowhere where not God is not. So I guess the Rough Riders want the Faithpreneur to come up in there this evening. And they're giving me this award. So I'm honored by that. I'm also helping to coordinate from local activations here in New York, the All Roads Lead to the South galvanization of our community. There's over 100 plus organization members of our community from every walk of life that are gathering in Selma, Alabama with the Faith Leaders First to kick off this day of activation for our communities, with the Voter Registration Act being gutted by the Supreme Court, and then moving to Montgomery, Alabama for a rally where many of our leaders will be speaking and sharing tangible information about how we need to protect community at this time, to really invite the millions who never participated in the last presidential election to get registered to vote. There's a midterm coming. Hope is not lost. God gives us the ability to speak truth to power, and it is way beyond anything to do with Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party. This is about a democracy that this country is preparing to celebrate 250 years. And it cannot be 250 years of a lie. It has to be 250 years of the land of the brave and the home of the free for everyone, not some people and who you agree with. There has to be the democracy that was written and fought for, and the rights that our foremothers and forefathers died for us to have are not reversed and erased. So these are critical times that we're living in, but those of us of faith walk in faith, not fear. So if you're interested in finding out more about the work, I've been amplifying it in my role as international president of State of 5 Age Authority Incorporated and the chairwoman of the Divine Nine Council of Presidents. But I'm also amplifying it as the chief faithpreneur and founder of Destiny Designers University. So if you obviously are not in Alabama and can't get there today, you can watch what's going on virtually. Many of us are streaming in partnership with Roland Martin. So when they go live at 1 p.m. today, you'll be able to tune in to our YouTube channel and Roland Martin's channel. There's so many who will be broadcasting the same information live from Alabama today. So as you travel and as you move about, feel free to just turn it on so you can listen to the factual information about what's happening. If our vote wasn't important, they wouldn't be trying to remove it. And the utter disrespect that is happening not only to people of color, but particularly women of color. We are not going to just sit idly by and condone foolishness. And for some of this, they're calling it Christian nationalism. I don't know what that is, because the Jesus I serve is a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of justice, and a God that promotes fair and equitable treatment of all people. So let's be careful not to allow people to handle the word of God deceitfully. The word warned us about these days where false things would be appearing true and true things false. So that's why you have to know God for yourself. You have to know what his word says and what his word invites us to do. You don't need anybody to twist the word of God for you. So you know the voice of the shepherd, and the stranger's voice you will not hear. So be encouraged as we are in the midpoint of this miracle manifestation month. Claim your blessing. Repeat the scriptures that give you the strength to continue moving through this thing called life. We pray for those who are ill and have surgeries and diagnoses that have come to them. We stand in agreement that God is a healer. He's still in the healing business. There's no disease that can stand before him. There's nothing that he cannot heal. The miracle is in our mouth. If we confess it and stand on it and continue to feed our spirit the word, you'll be surprised what testimonies come from it. An ounce of doubt will cancel out all your praise. So be careful not to speak out anything that is contrary to what you are believing and standing on. And for those who've recently lost loved ones, we want to lift up one of our family members, Otis Spears. All of the Faithpreneur branding that you see and designs, he is our chief designer. He just lost his mother last week. So continue to keep Otis and his family lifted in prayers. And any of you who are bereaved at this time, it is never easy to say goodbye to the people that we love. So we are covering you and holding you in our hearts and praying that God will fill that void. For those who are graduating, congratulations to all of you who have graduates in your family, from your kindergarten graduates to your college graduates, high school graduates, post-baccalaureate degree graduates. Shout out to one of our past Faithpreneur Pearl honorees. Reverend Carla Hunter Ramsey is now Dr. Carla Hunter Ramsey. She graduated with her doctorate in divinity from Howard University. At the same time, her son graduated from Howard University undergrad with his finance degree. So we want to celebrate our past honoree and all of the graduates that are completing their terminal degrees in whatever level of education they have reached. So it is an exciting time. Summer is underway in most areas. And as we fellowship this morning, when you're sharing what you're grateful for, it will encourage somebody and remind somebody that trouble don't last always. And the darkest hour is right before dawn. The recordings are shared on the podcast that we created for the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. And you don't know where it lands up. When we look at the data and the downloads, this call is being downloaded in spaces that don't even speak English as a first language, but they're encouraged by the testimonies. They're encouraged by you sharing how God continues to bring you through. And you don't get to that testimony without going through the test. You don't get to the message without surviving the mess. So continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands. Keep me covered in your prayers. It has been a very aggressive schedule for me. My travel has been nonstop, and I don't take it for granted. And I'm in and out of these planes, landing safely and being able to do what God has called me to do. So I appreciate the intercession, the covering, and the prayers. I thank God for every way He's opening, everything that He is doing. It's a new season. So we're not going to put old wine and new wineskins. We're walking forward in victory and in glory. So as we've said before in this room, watch your mouth, because your mouth can either speak blessings or curses. And we want you to speak blessings over you, your family, and everyone that you work with, because we know that in these times that are uncertain and unsure, people are searching, looking, trying to figure out what to do and how to do it. I don't know how people do it without God, but you are the testimony. You are the witness to allow them to build their own relationship with who God is and to know Him for themselves. So be encouraged, family. Love you all. Carmen, I'm going to turn it back over to you. If you need to end our fellowship early, because I know it's a busy weekend, we're going to leave it in your hands, and I'm going to see if Mother Gwen can assist, and I'm going to move her up to mod status so she can help out as well.
I just want to ask you, the 1 o'clock, what time zone is that 1 o'clock for Roland?
1 o'clock. Central, I think it is, because they're in Central Time. But just look on his page, look on each of the Divine Nine. I encourage them for their comms team to roll it out on their official channels. It'll be on Zeta Phi Beta's official YouTube and our Facebook. And I'm actually going to also see if it'll broadcast from our Destiny Designers YouTube. So there'll be multiple spaces to watch in, listen, learn, share it on your socials. We want this to be a history-making rally. We are the new civil rights. Many of us didn't live through it. Some of us just learned about it. Our parents were directly in it. And some of the members of our community remember being young people going through it. Well, we are the new civil rights. So,
right. Well, y'all better get some new shoes, because y'all going to learn how to walk in. Because we're going to hit the pavements. I'm just saying, we're going to hit the pavements. I got my new Afro wig. Hallelujah. Looking like Angela Davis. But I just wanted everybody to just take a minute right there for what's the name of this thing at 1 o'clock, might be Central Time, to look out for it, Roland Martin's rolling out, so we can be mindful of it.
Amen. Praise God. Dr. Stacy, congratulations. The award you're receiving today, that doesn't even speak, you know, to who you are, and you so deserve all the recognition. Y'all, let's give her just some love. Unmute your mic. Say congratulations,
oh, sis.
We love you. We just are so honored to be a part of you, and so congratulations, and get some rest. We lift you up in prayer. Get some rest. I don't even know if that's in your vocabulary, but continue to do God's work the way you do and make us proud. We love you.
Thank you, sis. Love you. Welcome. And I turn it to you.
Okay, you're welcome. I just wanted to actually say a little bit too about what Dr. Stacy and Mother Gwen was talking about. As we've been watching what's happening in our country, especially around voting and redistricting, this is heavy. And because when you really look at this, there are decisions being made that impact who has a voice, who is heard, and how communities are being represented. And as believers, we can't afford to be passive about that. So I do hope that everybody does try to tune in 1 p.m. Central Time and show up for this rally, share it with your friends. We got to show up and show up big. You know, God has trusted us with not just our businesses and our families, but with a voice, with influence, with the ability to show up and participate. And stewardship doesn't stop with finance. It extends to the responsibility as a citizen. So y'all need to show up. If you haven't done it before, you need to show up and show out more than ever, because our lives, our family lives, our children's lives are dependent on what we do now. And as Dr. Stacy said, we are the new civil rights movement. So y'all, let's do this. Let's do the thing. So with that being said, we have our brother Darren here. Hey, bro, how you doing?
Hello, Kama. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for being here.
Well, yeah, good morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, especially this one. Grateful for good health and strength, place to call home, so clothes I can wear, the food in the fridge. Let me see. This month is really a lot going on. Let me finish. Well, you ready to say, hold on, give me a second. My scripture, as usual, is John 16:33, which says, I should have this number right by now. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Which brings me to what I wanted to share today. This is from my little book I have. And again, about things, you know, all the stuff that we have to go on in the world. And sometimes, I mean, things are not, and when she said most of things are not going to be easy, but sometimes, we just have to deal with it. And believe it or not, conflict is not always, even says, not always bad. It's a way of identifying the differences we have. We all have conflict in our lives. It's how we deal with the situation that makes a difference. Will we be charitable and understanding, or harsh and hardened? But see, the choice is ours. And every day presents opportunities to practice patience and understanding. Lord knows I need that. And compromise. Take things out and don't force your opinion. Listen to each other instead of resorting to solid treatment. Above all else, be wise. Don't provoke and don't brush things aside. Okay, God bless. Okay, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called children of God. That's Matthew 5:9. This month has got, like Dr. Stacy said, a lot going on. Of course, Mother's Day and all the birthdays, graduations, you know, celebrations. Y'all know how I feel about celebrating stuff. In fact, let's see. Just this between last Thursday and this Thursday coming, I got a bunch of birthdays. I got one on the 14th, one today, one tomorrow, one Monday, one Tuesday, one next. That's just the ones I know off the top of my head. So this month has a lot of things, a lot going on. And actually, one of my good friends, he just got his doctorate in business administration 2 days ago. And I just found out, we chatted with him yesterday, he got married too. So I mean, this month is long. But I was born in July. But anyway, this month got a lot going on, which is good. So, everybody will take time to, celebrate yourself whenever your time comes. Again, mine's July. We'll talk about that later. But we got some really nice weather. Actually, we have another graduation today, so it's going to be a nice day. I'm going to got some things to do as usual, but I'm glad I'm always have time to come up because the last couple of weeks I've been busy. So, I like to share when I can. So I'm going to start moving around a little bit, but I'll be here. So I just wanted to, share my, do my thing. And love all of y'all.
We love you too, dear. And thank you for always being here as representative of Faithpreneurs. We really appreciate you and just you always just showing up. And I love you. Love that word that you just shared. With that being said, we're going to move on to, we have Brother Dominique in the house. How are you? Not sure if he's ready to speak. If not, Dominique, we'll move on to our sister Karen, and we can come back, circle back around to you when you're ready. Just flash your mic. Hey, my sis, how are you? Karen, the billionaire mastermind.
Blessing, highly favored. I was just saying, maybe he needs to find his mic just like me.
Yeah, trying to get to the right screen. It changes so much. It's on the bottom left. So just.
Yeah, these phones and sometimes new to Clubhouse or just not used to being in the room. So I just thank God for being here. And my scripture is Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good for those that love him and who have been called according to his purpose. I just want to thank, just so many things to be thankful for. And just in terms of, I think when Stacey mentioned gratitude or something, I just heard that word repeatedly, because in the past, when we were first on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum early years, and Ali Yassin, one of the co-founders, had mentioned about doing 365 reasons to be grateful. And then I had taken a class, and people had to do a gratitude. I don't remember what it was called. And they had there was four different components to say, you put three things that you're grateful for, three people you were going to uplift that day, three things that happened. There's four components, and it got kind of long. I was doing it for a while, but then I just stuck with just make three things to be grateful for each day. And I had been doing that for a couple of years. And then somehow when life got busy, I just got off track, and I would do it here and there, but not consistent. And just on May 1st, I said, well, let me start doing that again, because it's just such a blessing that it seems that as you look for things to be grateful for, more things show up, as well as it starts to get multiplied. And I started to see, like, wow, because life can get heavy and you get down about all the things that are happening. But when I started doing that, life started getting brighter. And being here last Saturday, and I had been missing some days here, and I had the opportunity that after speaking that Stacy had pulled aside Charlene and Mother Gwen and asked them to please to just speak with me. And I missed Mother Gwen. I'm just looking forward to speaking to you again very soon. I was going to send you a message even today. But Charlene had shown up on my broadcast. First of all, I had planned out a week of long-term care because of all the things that were happening with my brother. And the first day was going to be about the mental aspect of it. Second, the financial aspect. On Wednesday would have been the physical. Thursday, in regard to the care settings and comparing the care settings and assisted living versus skilled nursing and things like that. And then yesterday I had a gentleman who was a quadriplegic for the last 22 years, who's also still a speaker, a motivator, and doing great things with his life in spite of the handicap that he's been dealt with. And I just wanted to, I mean, it's just such a blessing that I had planned out the week. However, the people that I had planned to be in place were not able to make it. So I didn't know how this was going to work out, but I was still going to do it. And lo and behold, when Charlene came into the room, she was just like a savior to just me. She just captivated everyone with her knowledge, her brilliance, and it's just been so helpful. And actually, even with my brother, that I hadn't been able to, you know, it's just the communication had been so strained, and he wasn't even speaking to me. He even couldn't stand my sight at one point. Probably I haven't seen him yet to even see that right now this week. However, I got Charlene on the phone with him, and it was just like, wow, because she spoke to him and he was responding, even though he can't speak. She would ask him questions and say, do you understand? And he would, whatever. I mean, he was making sounds to say, yes, I believe. But he stayed engaged, and it was just so amazing to see that she's really getting through to him. And it was just my heart just lifted to say, wow, how beautiful this is. And I just can't wait for the next step. And then on top of all of that, the designer that's been doing all the promos for my broadcast, she had major, major spine surgery on on April 30th. And we had gotten ahead of schedule with the promos all the way to the first week, like the 8th. However, the promos all this week were not done. She's in the hospital. We were like, okay, I was trying to look at a shortcut of doing stuff, but we kept going, and she's been able to make it happen. And if we could please keep her in prayer as well. And her name is Ara. But I just give thanks for the Lord, just making things a way out of no way, and things are just working out how he sees fit. And I'm just not, you know, in past, you know, the ants, where we say anti-negative thought syndrome, the ants get busy and just cultivate our mind and take these negative thoughts. But yet you just keep your mind stayed on the Lord and keeping you in perfect peace. And, you know, just especially when you have people like Charlene and Stacy and you, Carmen, and you know, Roz and Jason and all these great people around you that, you know, just keep you lifted always, and just let you know that it's going to be okay. And you know, I have a prayer line in the evening, and someone says all the time, God got you. And another one that says, count it all joy. And they say it every day, all day. So it kind of gets into your spirit that God got you. So even though it looks kind of weary, it looks kind of hard, you know, just stop. Don't focus on that. Focus on the blessing at the end of the road, and just keep mindful that it's going to work out. And however God sees fit, that he's going to carry you through. And I'm just thankful for people like, you know, you guys and everyone here in this Faithpreneur family to just keep me happy, you know, in peace. Thank you for letting me speak. And please, you know, our Billionaire Mastermind Forum broadcast, and those that are on social media, the information is there online. Please visit the page and check out the replays. It is always amazing. We say, you know, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but it's always going to be good. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We love you too. We thank God for you, Karen. You are definitely part of this family. And y'all, if you have not heard the Billionaire Mastermind, you need to really hear it. It is some good stuff. I don't think there's been not one topic that's not relevant, relatable, and really enriching. So we thank you for that vision, sister, for continuing to care. We thank God for the continued healing for your brother and just lifting you and the entire family up, keeping you strong, because I imagine it just can't be easy to have to, you know, deal on the day-to-day with, you know, his, you know, not being 100%. So we keep you lifted in prayer. And, you know, that scripture, Romans 28:8, is actually one of my favorite. And I often dwell on that, because everything that that's going on around us right now, that scripture actually should keep us grounded. And, you know, because even when things don't look right, especially as a believer, even when decisions are being made that we don't understand, like, oh, this crazy redistricting, redistricting, and even when it feels like things are going backwards, which they're trying to do, but we're not claiming that, we have to remember God is still working. And so I love you, my sister, for the beautiful, encouraging words. We want to encourage you again to keep keeping on. We love you, Karen. And with that being said, before I want to go back to Dominique, if you're ready, brother, just tap your mic. If you're not, I may have brought you up on stage by mistake. We're glad you're here. And if you're not ready, I'm going to swing over. I don't know, Jason, are you MacGyver? Are you finished fixing anything? Y'all know Jason. He may be talking to a client in Dubai or somebody. If he's not ready to pop back on, Mother Gwen, I wanted to see if you had some thoughts, ending closing thoughts before we end the room. Well, before we do that, is there anyone who has not come up that would like to come up before we close out? If so, raise your hand. Okay, no one's. Oh, wait. Here we go. Regina. Hey, sis. Hopefully I clicked on the right button. There you go. Hey, sis. Good to hear you and see you.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Amen.
So I know we're nearing the end, so I won't be long. First, I want to say I'm grateful that this week has been a full week. It's been physically trying. But God was there for every step of everything that I had to deal with. And I'm thankful because I feel like he stretched me yet again. And I'm always grateful for the stretch.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Sometimes it don't feel... This is one of the things I'm learning as I get older, is that it's... The things that we want, that we say that we want, it's not always the, it doesn't come with the snap of a finger. There's sweat equity that goes into the things that we say we want. We have to put in the work and we have to trust the process. But we more than that, we have to trust God's word. And if what we want first lines up with his word, and if he gives us that it does line up with his word, then we have to know, even with it lining up with his word, there's still work that needs to happen. We have to bring forth, like he brought forth, we are his creation, and he brought us in this world to create and take care of the assignment that he's given us. And it wasn't promised that it was going to be easy to do what he assigned us. But his word also says that he never leaves or forsaken us. So even through the stretching, leaning on his word and trusting in him, you know, gets you through. And knowing that you are committed to serving him, I'm committed to serving him. Teach me, reprove me, correct me. Because I know there's blessings in obedience. And so I am grateful for this week. It's been a month. Some people say, oh, it's been a day. No, it's been a month. But I am grateful. I know the blessings are coming because I keep looking to him for my health and my strength. And before I talk about food, because there is a food situation, just a brief...
I knew it was coming.
Okay, I'm not gonna behave, but I want to read my scripture.
For that, because you know we're closing out, you know
yeah.
It's gonna make us salivate and stuff. Thank you, Lord.
My scripture is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And I'm learning to not be afraid. And the things that I used to be afraid about, it was like, because I was thinking on me. And he's like, you got the wrong vantage point. You supposed to look to me. If I've given you something to do that seems challenging or seems hard, I got you. I will provide you with what you need, the people, the support, but you have to trust in me, not yourself, because you alone can't do this. But with me, you can. So be courageous. So I love that because I found out something at work. So long story short, I used to have more of a teamwork environment, and I think it'll come back, but I work in an environment where we deal with people that have gone through, so they dealing with their different life issues and stuff, whether it's mental health or substance issues and whatnot. So they're not always thinking about being their best. So we as the social services department have to deal with that. More like, I feel like sometimes, you know, our father gives us something to do. He gives us the right information and then we go left, right? So now we getting just a tiny tip of a safety pin, what it feels like when you trying to help people and they don't, and they just want to do what they want to do. So there's been frustration, but the father has told me, even in the frustration, I gave you an assignment there. So you can't choose to opt out and do less than what I gave you to do. So one of my gifts, one of the things that he's given me is the love of food and stuff and growing up city born, country raised, home cooking and all that stuff and learning how to do things. He keeps elevating me. So my team is a little frustrated. And so they're like, you know, I'm not doing this, doing that. And I'm like, well, I can't do that. I can't just say I'm not going to do something. So we had a Mother's Day celebration Friday. And usually I get a different type of help in the kitchen prepping and stuff. But this time, one of the main people that usually helps me, she was like, no, I'm over it. I'm tired. And I understand and respect that. But I feel like I get the fallout because you're frustrated with how the people are behaving, which is understandable. But because of that, you now are not going to help out in the kitchen. So, okay, cool. So what I do is always for all the tenants that we serve. So I don't have, well, the Lord won't allow me to sit down and be like that just to say, oh, make some cookies and put up a flyer and just say happy whatever day. So he's like, no, you're not going to do that because you're not doing that. Okay, cool. So I did this for Mother's Day. I made arroz con gandule. I made a pernil and some cabbage and what I did, cornbread and cake, lemon cake with lemon glaze for us. It was really delicious. And baked chicken, right? So I kept it easy, kept it light, because, you know, it's not like the major things that we celebrate. So I did it. And, you know, I guess my coworkers, they looking at me like, she's still doing it. I'm like, yep, I did it. I researched it, got some information for mothers that impact some of the major people that people call celebrities or impact changes and stuff. So I did what I knew I was supposed to do. On top of that, I had a lot of stuff going on at home. We got stuff happening in the house. It's good stuff, but it's tackling. It's physically all of that. But Father said, nope. I'm going to give you a strategy on how to work this thing out. So every day this week, I went in that kitchen with a plan, prepping. And even though I was tired, prep. So when Friday came, the timeline, everything that I needed to do was done. I did the arroz con gandules. I did the pernil the day before. And then I just put it in the oven so the skin could finish crisping up. ain't gonna tell you how good it was, but it was good. I don't eat pork, but I tasted that skin. It was delicious. And then the cabbage, people enjoyed the cabbage. I was like, all right, cool. And usually I like to do a salad, right? But when you're prepping it, you know you don't have a lot of people. You gotta be able to pivot and shift. So I was able to pivot and shift. And instead of frying chicken, no, baked chicken is healthier and it tastes yummy too. So that's what I did. So everything that I was able to do, he shifted my, you want to do it this way, but I'm going to give you that way because I'm going to bring it, I'm going to make it easier for you. So working with the Lord, I already had somebody in the kitchen with me, even if it wasn't one of my team members that usually come in. Everybody helped in their own way. It turned out really being a great event, but I'm going to tell you, I was more physically tired than I have been in a while, but that's also because I have outside stuff happening too. So that's okay. And the people really enjoyed it. They came down, they stayed for a while. One of the things we try to do is to get people to engage, but they usually come, get their food, and go upstairs to their apartments. But the person that usually helps me in the kitchen, she's really good with working with people. So she bring out the games and they talking and they communicating. So they're engaging. They like to think with what I did for the Mother's Day. So they were able to look at the mothers that helped these phenomenal people that we come to love and respect. And it was like, oh, that's her mother. Oh, you know, so like Simone Biles and Oprah Winfrey and, you know, a lot of other people that are considered really big. But I wanted to highlight their mothers, right? Because they didn't come here by themselves, right? So then that was my thing for Mother's Day. So it really worked out well because no matter how I felt about it, it wasn't about how I felt. It was about being obedient. And because I was obedient and did what the Father said to do, and I leaned on strategies that I already knew from doing things before, he said, well, you got this one. You're going to do it on your own, so to speak. But I got you. I'm going to give you a plan, and you're going to do this every day. I had a system. I knew what I was going to do. I did the timeline. So people, when they think about food, they're like, oh, that looks good. Oh, girl, that you did that. And it looks cute. Or, God, you did that, because y'all know men can cook, right? So, but when they see the food, they don't think about how you prep, right? How you got to clean your proteins and, you know, I brine everything. I brine my, you know, chicken, turkey, whatever. I brine it. The pernil, it had to sit for at least 2 days to get that flavor in there. Then the skin, all that. Y'all know, you know what I'm saying? So, but the process, I took the whole week. I didn't go into my real office. I went into the kitchen, which my director calls my second office. Every day I came into work, I went straight to the kitchen doing something. So when Friday came, everything was done early. I got to sit down and rest and compose myself to have enough energy to go home. And so I'm grateful for, even though I didn't have the team I thought I was going to have, everybody helped in the way they helped, so that all was appreciated and people got served and they enjoyed. And that's what it was all about. So sometimes we have to stretch. Sometimes it's not about the way we'd like it to be, but we don't get to tap out because someone else says they're not going to do a thing. You don't get to fold your arms and say, well, since I'm not getting help, I'm only going to do this. No, you do to the level of your excellence, because that's what you're supposed to do. I do to the level of my excellence. And one of my coworkers asked me, she said, I know you're tired and stuff. She said, was it worth it? I said, it's always worth it. When I do this, it's always worth it. I should have said, because I'm serving the Lord. It's not about y'all. It's about me being obedient to who got me here and told me to take this job in the first place. He knew the assignment before I knew the assignment. So I don't get to tap out because everybody else is feeling some type of way. I have to listen to the one that said, take this job. And so that's my share. Thank y'all for listening. Hope y'all have a beautiful rest of the weekend.
Oh, my sister, we thank you so much. You know, we're praying for your strength. And when you were talking, about preparation, I was trying to find a scripture, and I came across Proverbs 24:27. Prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house. And that's what you talked about. You know, preparation comes before results. And we just bless you for your food ministry. Yes, you ain't right for starting talking about that food, good old food you was cooking. I hadn't had breakfast yet. We thank God for you. I was like, darn it. Whenever she come around, I need to make sure that I have eaten. So now I'm really hungry. So we thank God for you, sis. Yes, dear.
I'm sorry. And Regina, I do stuff out of love. And see, that's why I eat breakfast before this call, okay?
You're right.
I'm saying this out of nothing but love. And that's why I eat breakfast before this call.
Amen. I try to. God bless you, Regina. Thank you, Darren. And we have one more sister on the stage, and I hope I'm going to pronounce your name right. Nima? Is that Nima?
That's okay. I'm used to that. It's Naima.
Naima. Okay. Yeah. The extra
no worries.
Here, so
no worries.
Beautiful name, sister. Beautiful
thank
name.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm fairly new to this room, but I just had to get on stage. First of all, Sister Regina, you made me so hungry. Just describing everything you were cooking. And matter of fact, I'm in Pennsylvania, so I don't know where everyone else. I'm originally from New York, but I'm going shopping, food shopping. So as you were talking, I'm adding things to my list, like, oh, I should make some macaroni and cheese. Oh, I should make some chicken. So you made me so hungry. So I just had to say that side note. But what I also wanted to talk about is what Sister, I believe Carmen and Stacy was talking about what's going on with our voting rights. Because I've always been, I don't know, like my dad, he was a Muslim. I grew up a Muslim. I'm a Christian now. But I remember him marching back in, you know, with Malcolm and, you know, King and all that. And I, as I grew, I was really political and pay attention to all the things that were going on in New York. And I did march for Amadou Diallo. So I've always been in tune with, you know, the political and the Black, you know, agenda. And I know a lot of people are not paying attention to what's going on, because even people in my family. So my father knew Al Sharpton, Farrakhan, and all those people. So just to say, a lot of people are not paying attention. I would like to go to rallies. I'm joining NAACP because this is critical area that we're in right now. So just wanted to say that. And also, I just wanted to also mention, talking about entrepreneurship, and I've dabbled in entrepreneurship like years ago. Now that I'm getting a certain age, I'm really really getting into it. I have an event tomorrow at a church where I'm going to, you know, and I'm kind of fearful, but I'm reading this scripture, 1 Timothy 1:7. God did not give me the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You know, I've been doing it. I've been broadcasting, advertising, and promoting on social media, my skincare, but someone messaged me, and asked me to be a vendor at her event tomorrow. And I'm preparing and getting my everything together. But then she said I had to speak for like 5 minutes and promote my business, which I'm a little nervous, but I know all will work out for the glory of God. And I believe that it's going to be a great success. So I just wanted to share that I'm a little fearful, but I know all will work out good. That's about it. I had some other things, but I don't remember them now. And I'm on stage, so I'm getting a little, you know, a little tongue-tied. But just wanted to make it quick and just really point out we should all be, and I know you guys are, but a lot of people are not paying attention. And I was just saying that to my husband yesterday. A lot of our people, and the young people, even the older people, are not paying attention. Like, we can go back to the way things were back in the 60s, and the, you know, what happened. We had all these our Congress people and all that back in the day, like 78. And that's what they're trying to take us back to. Yes. So it's really important that we all get out there and vote and get strategized. And, you know, I don't know what's going on in New York or Pennsylvania, but whatever I can do to support, whether it be protesting, marching, whatever, giving my time, my money. So I'm really in tune with all that's going on. I just wanted to share that. And thank you for letting me share the stage.
Thank God.
Go ahead,
Carmen. I just wanted, it's Naima.
Oh, is that how you pronounce my mic, sorry. Yes, Naima.
Okay, well, two things I want to cancel. You said you're a little fearful. So whatever you're expecting, you just canceled. So we're going to uncancel it. He says he didn't give you a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So you go forth, and he says, whatever you put your hand to, he said he'll prosper. Okay? Those are the insurances. So we got to be mindful about our mouths. So we stand with you that you're not fearful at all. You're considering, right? But you have a sound mind, no spirit of fear. And it's going to be successful because you're putting your hand to it, because God can't lie. He says that whatever you put your hand to, I will prosper, and I watch over my word, because I can't lie to make it be so for you. And you're absolutely correct. And one of the things that I started saying from the beginning is that, you know, if you ever slept with siblings, et cetera, and your mom said, get up, and you got up, and you knew that if they didn't get up, that everybody would have to deal with it, and you'd have to say, wake up. That's what's happening right now. And we've got to wake each other up. Because what happens when people get so worn down, they get resigned to being comfortable in a place, even though it is disastrous for them. So we have to wake each other up to know that we've been fighting this so long. I mean, really? Yes, really. But we have to stay on the wall. So thank you for sounding the alarm. I know and pray that your event is going to be great. I pray God's going to give you the word. He says, take no thought of what you're to say, but in that moment, he will fill your mouth. So we don't have to even be trepidatious about it. We have to say, Lord, I don't know if that's real a word or not, but I made it up. It sounds good to me. But I just want to encourage you, encourage all of us at this time, mindful of what we're saying, speak what the word says about the situation in spite of our emotions, because that always is over what we deal with. He says, I put my word over whatever we have to say. And just know the times right now may be evil, but we win. We win. But we've got to fight. You know, we got to fight. Take back your territory. Gain new territory. And I encourage you and pray that you know that this is a safe place to come. And what is it that what product do you have? Because I think I missed it because my ears sometimes have to catch up. What's the product, sis?
No worries. I do like body butters, oils, candles.
Okay, my address is so
I was gonna name more.
you can write in the chat you know how people can get to you, because this is for entrepreneurs, but it's faith entrepreneurs. So there's a difference. God says if it's the absence of faith, it's sin for God. We need to know that. And so I'm so grateful. I don't think it's an accident you came in today.
No.
Okay, and where are you located? I want to make sure people know.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's a big state. What city?
Blakesley. No one's going to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because people, so we're collectively becoming global. So we just thank God for you. We pray for all. And remember when I said that, I didn't realize at the beginning as we close. And thank you so much.
Yeah, I just want to say something to her, too.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, Carmen, and then I'll just finish. Okay.
Yeah, God put it when you were talking, and we definitely, we believe in supporting our own. I have a skin condition, so make sure that you
put your information in the chat so that we can, you know, support you. And you are going to be amazingly amazing and a blessing on that stage. And as Gwen said, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He's going to be with you the entire way. He's just using you as a conduit to bless the audience. So we appreciate you and glad you're part of the family. And Mother Gwen, before you wrap up, I just wanted to say just a few closing things that, you know, with all this going on in our country, we don't have the right now to be passive. We have to show up, as we've been saying throughout this call, as Dr. Stacy said, as Mother Gwen said, we have to show up. This is not a time to say, well, I'm just see what happens. No, we cannot. We got to make it happen. And just a reminder, 1 p.m. Central Time, there will be a rally that Dr. Stacy will be a part of with Roland Martin. You can follow Destiny Designer University, as well as I believe she'll probably have it on Facebook. And if not, you can go to Roland Martin's page and get the information there. But y'all, we need to show up for this, because such a time as this, God is not looking to us to just sit on the sideline. He's expecting us to show up. So I just want to end that. And Mother Gwen, I'll let you have some closing thoughts and pray us out. Thank you.
Praise God. And so I just want to bless the room, bless everyone that's spoken, those that are in the listening audience, Karen, Stacy, Gina. Thank you for Gina just holding down, you know, the fort down there. I love that. Renee, Tarika, Hadi, Daryl, Josie, David, Sijana, if I'm fracturing the names, please give me phonetically how to pronounce it. Cheryl, Beverly, and Robin, Ali, Billy, and Brian. And just knowing that God is in the midst of it. He's in the midst of it, and that we just be blessed and know that he's doing a new thing. Are you aware of it? Don't be asleep when he needs us absolutely awake right now. And we bless all of you. That remember, he says, he will bless what you put your hands to. He said, I will prosper whatever you put your hands to. Of course, it has to align with his plan, his purpose, his character, his behavior. But he's not a man that he can lie. He says he's watching to see, his eyes are forever going back and forth over the land to see who he can show himself strong in. Is that you? So we just thank God for all of you today. We thank God for Dr. Stacy, Carmen, Jason, Dr. Roz, and Vinny, who right now may be absent from the room, but present in our mind. The blessings for each one of you. And know that God is a present help in your time of need. So, Father, we just thank you for this room today. We thank you for the replays. Click on them. We thank you that we will not be faint in the time of war. Show and teach our hands to fight to war, Father. We know that this is a good fight of faith. We know that you're a gracious Father, and you will give us increase. And basically, we subtract those things that are not like you. We pray for those things. We thank you for ultimate health. By your stripes, we are the healed ones. And we'll watch our mouths. Watch your mouth. What are you creating, or are you killing? And things may seem like very, like regular slogans, but, you know, my head is killing me. No, it's not. So we just have to be mindful of our mouths, because we're creating with it, because that's what God gave us. So I just thank you, and I bless each one of you. Thank you for just supporting. Know that all of the platforms that the Faithpreneur is, and it's growing, grow with it. Remember, money answers all matters. And I just bless you that even tonight, as you finish your day, that you remember one of the benefits of God is sweet sleep. So get your rest, hydrate, be mindful, be kind-hearted toward each other. Tell people, did you vote yet? It is important. Important.
Amen.
It's important. So, Carmen, with that, I just say that the room is closing in what? Three, four.
Wait. Somebody said something. Two. Jason, Darren, you had something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want... y'all talking. For those, most of us know about Roland Martin and how, I'm trying to get the right word, aggressive, but in a good way, how you know how he does things. And because I follow him sometimes now on YouTube, and for those who don't know, he actually has a, an app. It's called the Black Star Network. It's actually, it's actually getting a lot of, you know, content. I just wanted to mention that. See, we mentioned Roland. Okay. The one thing I like about Roland, he, no matter what he does, he will keep it real.
Yeah.
It's how he is. I mean, that's why I love Roland Martin.
He's my Houston homeboy. Yes, he keeps it real, y'all.
So again, real. And we need to keep it real, too. Yes. Amen. Thank you, sir.
The Black Star Network, y'all. Yeah, thank you. For hearing it.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, so we can count. You can count it down, sis.
Yeah, so we will end the room. We pray and bless everybody today. Thank you for being here. But the room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. God bless.
God bless everybody.
Bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.